We're here with Luis Garcia of Safeguard. Luis, thanks for being with us.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me, Adam.
Definitely. What are some elements of a good introduction for an F&I manager? When Mr. Customer walks in, what are some good things to bring up and discuss at that moment?
Great question, Adam. The number one thing that all F&I managers always need to remember is that introduction needs to take place out on the showroom floor. The reason that we say that is that's the customer's comfort zone. Unfortunately, the comfort zone for the F&I manager is their office.
Sure.
So the hardest part of my job is getting them out of their office into the showroom. Step number one. The second thing they need to do is they need to be the first one to congratulate that customer. So they're going to come out, they're excited, they've got that deal in their hand. They're going to walk up to the customer, introduce themselves, and then congratulate them on the purchase of their new vehicle. The third step, and probably the most important step of all three, is to ask to join with the customer. I see so many F&I managers, they grab the deal, they either have the customer escorted back to their office or they want to run out and talk to the customer, and they just plop down in front of the customer with all their important financial information and never ask the customer to let them join. It's common courtesy to ask somebody, may I join you?
Sure.
It's such a small element, but it's missed by so many F&I managers. So those are the three steps that I feel like all F&I managers should really do.